Givati Brigade Association Chairman Yitzhak Levitt is visiting New York. The association honors the legacy of the IDF's storied Givati Brigade through educational programs, exhibitions at its Yoav Fortress, and memorial initiatives to the brigade's fallen heroes. One of the reasons Givati is such a special brigade is the family-like relationship between soldiers and their commanders, and the group supports the financial and social needs of active duty soldiers so that they can focus on defending Israel and helps set recent veterans up for their future through academic and mentoring opportunities. February next month, the association, Givati Brigade Association, celebrates the 40th anniversary of the reconstitution of the Givati Brigade. Yitzhak Levitt, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Thank you. Thank you, Nachum, for holding this interview. I'm really happy to have this opportunity to share what we are doing in Israel for the fortification of our country.
Appreciate that very much. Give us the history. At what point was the Givati Brigade formed, and why, and how different is it than what we would refer to as the standard IDF?
Givati was originally founded in 1947. It was the one out of six new brigades towards the what was expected to be the independence war. And during the war, the brigade, in fact, prevent the Egyptians from invading Israel, from invading the Negev from the south. The direction was to reach Tel Aviv and somehow to take all the Jews and throw them to the sea. So Givati really fulfilled a crucial role in doing that. After 7 years, it became a reserve brigade. And in 83, almost 30 years after, it was reconstituted as one of the lessons that we learned from the first Lebanon War. So this is more or less the, really briefly, the history, two period of time. Maybe a few words about the War of Independence, just to give you a scale. Against less than 3,000 soldiers of Givati and some civilians from the kibbutzim in the area, they managed to prevent more than 50,000 Egyptians to get into Israel. And to, you know, they have their own air forces. They have a lot of stuff. What the Givati had was really the spirit and the understanding that they are fighting for their life.
75 years later, we sometimes take it for granted and forget about how miraculous a war, in fact, that was, and what kind of game changer it was for the Jewish people and for modern Jewish history. And is that it? You say the spirit and the will, because that was my next question, is what did Givati have that made them unique? What was it that they had that was, I don't know, strategically different or militarily different? But you go to the spirit and the will, that it was that it was those factors that were able to allow 3,000 soldiers to go up against 50,000 in that war.
Yes, I think it was a combination of two things. First of all, the fact that they understood that they have no choice. This is one. Two, the fact that they were led by their commanders in a way that they understood their crucial role, that if they will not stop the Egyptians, we will not have our own state. Very simple.
Right.
And I think that the commanders of Givati by then had by their own the spirit how to reinforce, how to deliver the message to the soldiers in a way that they understood so clearly what is their mission is, so that they perform the best way they could. But unfortunately, in that war, Givati lost 25% of its soldiers, 675.
Yeah, I just add that to the list of the casualties that the Jewish people have suffered in this effort to found and maintain a state of Israel. Yitzchak Levit is with us, chairman of the Givati Brigade Association. So I asked earlier about strategy, military expertise. Are they very different than the way the traditional IDF soldier would have been trained? Do they have expertise that identified them as a different or separate type of unit?
I would say it in this way. You know, in IDF, we have several special units, elite units, that they are trained in a way that they can do what they have to do, mainly against terror.
Right.
What differs Givati from the other brigade, I think it is the fact that over the years, we accumulated so much experience and the spirit, the family. Givati is like a family. It's not like a standard brigade. We all feel very united. Just keep in mind that we still make ceremonies for remembering the fallen soldiers of 48.
Right.
So it's really united. It is like a family. There is not a real difference between the commanders and the soldiers. And I think that embed it by itself a message that of fraternity, of brotherhood, which is not obvious. Beyond that, of course, the fighting experience. You know, Givati in its institution fought in all the big operation of IDF in Gaza Strip as well as in Lebanon.
Does Givati still exist today as an active unit?
Could hear you. Can you repeat that one?
Does Givati still exist today as a special unit?
Yes, of course. Givati is running again since 33. By the way, one of the most or the last IDF operation in the Gaza Strip was led by the Givati. I mean, Tuk Eitan, I think in English it is Protective Edge,
yep.
In which Givati managed to ruin all the tunnels. You remember the story of
sure.
The more than 50 tunnels.
Yep.
So Givati was the one that developed the strategy how to deal with that. And it led that operation that lasted almost 50 days, but we fulfilled the operation.
Wow.
This is about the Givati. Now, Givati has also an association, which I am the chairman. I have the honor of being the chairman, which, in fact, what we do, we have our headquarters in the south of the country, in a place that is named Yoav Fortress. Yoav Fortress, by the way, is the fortress that Givati in 48 fought 8 times in order to conquer it. It was really a very, very strong metsuda, and it was very difficult to conquer it, but Givati managed to do. And since then, it served as the Givati Brigade Association headquarters, where we exhibit, we have a museum, we have an education center there. We host their annual program and retreat for the families of Givati fallen soldiers and so on. And we are also running a lot of welfare projects for Givati soldiers. I can go into details if you want.
The Yoav Fortress was key because of its proximity to Egypt. What was the geography? Where is the Yoav Fortress?
Sorry, again, I couldn't capture
the Yoav Fortress was key because of its proximity to Egypt. I'm trying to figure out where exactly it is. Where is the Yoav Fortress? You said it was a tremendous effort by the Givati Brigade, 8 battles in order to conquer it, and it became such a key focal point of the war. I'm wondering exactly where it is, just to understand why it was so vital.
Wow. I don't know if the problem is in my end or in your end, but the signal in my end is okay.
I apologize.
Could you maybe repeat slowly, and I managed to
Where is Metsudat Yoav? Where is the Yoav Fortress?
All right. So Metsudat Yoav is located, of course, in the south of the country, not far from Kiryat Gat, not far from Ashkelon, in the road from Ashkelon to Givati. And we have all around more than 50 monuments that we are in charge of preserving, because each one of that monument represents a fight, a battle that happened in the independence war.
There are photos, by the way, and there's plenty to read about Metsudat Yoav, the Yoav Fortress, and the Givati Brigade. If you go to givati.org.il, Givati, G-I-V-A-T-I.org.il, and I'm sure other sites as well. All right, Chairman Yitzhak Levitt, you said that there are different ways that you as a family help support those who've been in Givati and their families. Tell us some of the ways that you're helping the families.
Okay, so we have several projects that we are running for some of the new projects, some of them projects that we are running for a couple of years. So we have, for instance, a program that we help the Givati discharge soldiers to prepare for life after their military service. So what we do, for instance, we sign an agreement with the best academic college in Israel, which is located very close to the Kinneret Lake, that they are very focused in different type of engineering of gas, oil, energy, etc., etc. And what we do is that we provide them with a scholarship, full scholarship for the 4 years of studies plus accommodation, in collaboration with the Kinneret Academic College. So this is one of the programs. We also have a partnership with a non-profit organization. What they do is social high-tech. They bring to their facilities people that are interested in contributing to the weak population in Israel, and they develop for them software for people that are blind, for people that are disabled, people with mental disease, et cetera, et cetera. And what we managed to do is to incorporate into this project Givati discharged soldiers. So they learn training and coding and software engineering for 1 year, and everything is sponsored or is provided by the by our association. We also have another project. We name it the Down the Givati Road. It is a mentoring project. It is running already 3 years, that we pair high-ranked Givati officers with newly discharged soldiers, and we provide them a full year of post-service mentorship, which is a game changer for them. People that sometimes come from very low social economic background, and they don't have the tool how to start their life after they release from the IDF. So this is one project. Other project is a really very, very, I'm so proud of this project. we have in Givati something, by the way, that is really extraordinary. We have 205 lone soldiers. 81 are from abroad and 100 plus from Israel. Now, you know, lone soldiers, they come to Israel, they volunteer, they don't always have solution for every problem that they face, and they face problems.
Yep.
What we do is we help them with the funding for rent, furniture, food, and even adopted families in order to develop some relationship with the local families. We also support the power stricken families of soldiers that are in active service, and we want them to focus in their main mission to be the best fighter they can. And what we do is that we distribute a monthly food package to their families. And this is something really, you can't imagine the impact that it has in both the family that appreciate that so much, and the soldier that you're releasing from thinking is when his mother will open the refrigerator, she will find there something to eat.
Yeah, of course. I mean, all these initiatives are wonderful. And I'm glad we've been made aware of it. And there are people in this audience that are going to want to support all these initiatives. And I want to, again, call everyone's attention to the website, givati.org.il, givati.org.il. There's actually a message there from Itzhak Levitt, the chairman of the Givati Brigade Association, which you could read. And there's plenty of information about activities at the site. And before I talk about, you know, potentially visiting Mitzudat Yoav, I have to add one other thing to the lone soldier discussion that you just brought to our attention. There are soldiers in the Givati Brigade whose families, I assume for religious reasons, etc., were not thrilled that they went to the army and then essentially or subsequently to the Givati Brigade. And again, no criticism. Just the fact is that many of them are lone soldiers who, you know, again, just don't have a connection to their family anymore because of the decision that they made, and you make a special effort to help them as well. I wanted to point that out.
Yes, you are right. Among the 102 families that serve in Givati from Israel, they split into two main population. One is exactly those that you mentioned, people that come from Haredi's background, and for their own reason, they don't, their families, you know, they deny the intent. If you went to, you are a Zionist now, you went to the army, sorry, you are not part of our family anymore. So we really adopt these soldiers and fulfill all their needs. Some of them, by the way, they are not recognized by IDF as lone soldiers. That is not some, right, part of the problem.
Because they have family because in Israel.
They have family. Yeah. They have family. Sometimes the family are in good economic situation, right, but they are lone soldiers, so somebody has to take care of them.
Yitzhak, I cannot believe I've never visited. I cannot believe after what I saw on the internet that I was never at Mitzudat Yoav. Do you accept visitors? Can people come and see the history and everything that's going on there?
Sorry, Nahum, again.
I said that I can't believe, after what I've seen on the internet at givati.org.il, that I've never visited Mitzudat Yoav. Do you accept visitors? Do you encourage people to come and see the history and what's going on now?
Of course. We not only welcome them, we also host them very nicely, as we do with the thousands of visitors that come every month to our fortress, and soldiers that come for education programs. So visitors from anywhere in the world are welcome. I think that they will be fascinated, and it will be a very enriching experience to come here. It is always our honor to have a family. By the way, one point I would like to stress, something that is really unique to Givati. We have in Givati a company which its name is Tomer. And this company is only Haredi soldiers that were united under one company in order to be able to fulfill all their special needs. Wow. Like, you know, giving them enough time a day to make three times the service.
Right.
Or bringing some rabbi that comes to lecture every 2-3 weeks. So a lot of attention to their specific needs, and for them it's a dream. You know, in other conditions they wouldn't be able to serve in IDF. But if they are with their group, with the people that they can feel comfortable, they enlist.
Kolak avod.
Our family. This is part of the Givati family.
Kolak avod. Itzhak Levitt is chairman of the Givati Brigade Association. Support them. Research them by going to the web, givati.org.il, givati.org.il. And let's add Mitzudat Yoav. Let's add the Yoav Fortress to everyone's itinerary when you get to Israel. Let's add it, please. I can't believe I've never been there. At least I can't think of actually having ever been there. But this is a must for me and my family, and I hope for all of you. I hope you feel the same way, especially those of you who've had the opportunity to visit, you know, almost everything in Israel. Put this on your itinerary. All the information about activities at the site and how it works are on the web, givati.org.il, givati.org.il. And again, you can support all these initiatives that Yitzchak Levitz spoke about by going to the site and simply clicking the donate button. Chairman Levitt, todah rabah, kol hakavod to you and to everybody at the Givati Brigade Association. Todah rabah for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nachum. My last word I want to tell you, you know, I have some friends that sometimes ask me, what are you doing that? Because they know I was elected to this world, and I do it in a complete volunteer form, and I by myself donate also to the association. So they ask me, what are you doing that? I tell them, listen, you are a Jew of a nation that started before 3,500 years ago, and you don't have the right to broken this chain. You have to be part of it, regardless of if you are religious, non-religious. You are part of this chain, and we must continue for the eternity of our people.
Kol hakavod, Rabbi Yitzchak. Todah rabah lecha.
Todah lecha, Nachum. Thank you very much.
Very important message. Givati.org.il. Check it out, everybody. Wow. Amazing.